This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yedalad, Mishnah Aleph. Shmeina Shrotzim Ha'amun BaTorah. 8 kinds of vermin are listed in the Torah. For example, weasels, rats, etc. It's in Vayikra, Perek Yedalad, Pasuk Chavtes. Hatzadon V'Chayvul Behen Chayov. Someone who traps them is liable for tzad, which is trapping. Since their skin is useful, it is normal to trap them. If he bruises them, he is liable for chayvel, which is wounding. Ushar shkotzim v'rimasim, hachayvel behen, pater. A person who bruises other kinds of vermin, such as a worm, is exempt, since their skin is so soft, they bruise easily, even if they are not really wounded. Hatzadon l'tzayrech, chayov. A person who traps them to use them for a certain need is liable. Shelo l'tzayrech pater. Otherwise, he is exempt since these species are usually not caught for use. Chaya v'oif shebirshusai. A person who traps his tame animals or birds. Hatzadon pater. If he traps them, he is exempt, since they are already considered caught. V'achayvo bohen chayov. But if he wounds them, he is liable. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yedalad, Mishnah Beis. Ein oisin hilmei b'Shabbos. One may not mix a large amount of salt water on Shabbos, as is usually done to pickle vegetables, since pickling is forbidden by rabbinic law, and preparing the salt water is included in this prohibition. Aval oisuhu esmei hamelech v'toivu behen pitay v'naisin l'toich hatafshil. But one may make a small amount, as necessary for the Shabbos meal, to dip one's bread into it or mix it with a dish, which is permitted on Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yosi, v'alohu hilmei bein meruba. Rabbi Yosi argued that making salt water is forbidden, regardless of the amount. The only way that is permitted is as follows. By adding first the oil to the water or salt, and then adding the other ingredient, since oil prevents them from mixing well and then weakens the saltiness. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yedalad, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Eichlin Ezeiv Yoin B'Shabbos. Medicine is forbidden on Shabbos to prevent grinding its ingredients, and the laws of food eaten for its therapeutic values are as follows. One may not eat Greek hyssop to treat tapeworms, lefi she'enai maichel briyim, since it is never eaten by healthy people. Aval oichel hu es yo'ezer v'shose abuv roe, but one may eat mint and abuv roe to treat other parasites or poisons, since sometimes healthy people eat these foods. Kol ha'ochlin oichel adam l'refuah. A person may eat any foods normally consumed by healthy people. V'chol ha'mashkin oishoiseh, as well as drinks normally consumed by healthy people, even if his intention is for therapeutic value. Chutz mimei dekolim v'kais ikarim, but not palm spring water o kais ikarim, mipnei shehein liyaroika, which are used to treat jaundice. Avul shaysahu may dekolim litzmoyoi. If his intention is not as therapy, he may drink palm spring water to quench his thirst. Visach shemen ikarin shalo l'refua, or rub ikarin oil on his skin. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Yedalad, Mishnah Dalad. Hachoshesh b'shinov, a person who has a toothache, lo yigama bohen es hachoymates, may not fill his mouth with vinegar and then spit it out, since it is then obvious that he is doing so for medicinal reasons. Avol metabol hu kedarkoi, v'im nisrapa, nisrapa. However, he may dip his bread in vinegar and eat it normally, even if he is healed as a result. Hachoshesh b'mosnov, a person whose waist aches. Lo yosuch yayin v'chaymitz, may not rub it with wine or vinegar, since only sick people do so. Avol sachu es hashemen v'lo shemen vered. He may rub it with oil, since even healthy people do so, but not with rose oil, which is so expensive that it is only used as a medicine. B'nei melochim sochin shemen vered al makaseihen. Children of royalty may rub rose oil on their wounds. Shekein darkom losach b'chol, since they normally anoint with rose oil throughout the week, even when they are healthy. Reb Shimon Omer kol Yisro b'nei melochim heim. Reb Shimon said that every Jew is a child of royalty and may rub rose oil to treat his wounds. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.